Welcome back to the Web Fame Podcast. I'm your host, Dino. And I am super fired up for today's episode, episode number 6 of the Web Fame Podcast. And I just want to give a huge shout out to a friend of the show, Nick. Nick, thank you so much for this awesome request, and I really hope you enjoy it. And I just want to thank everybody from the bottom of my heart for your overwhelming support. Thank you so much. It truly means the world to me, and I hope you enjoy this episode, and I hope you have a fantastic day. So today's episode is going to be on YouTuber Mark Rober, and Mark Rober is just an incredible person because, you know, some of the experiments and science and some of the things that he has on his resume is just absolutely mind-boggling. Like, he's done a lot in his life, so let's jump right into this episode. So Mark is 40 years old, and he was born in beautiful Orange County, California, but currently lives in Sunnyvale, California, which is just not too far from San Jose. And early on in his life, he worked hard to get his mechanical engineering degree at Brigham Young University. And he also has a master's degree from the University of Southern California. So he definitely has a few degrees, and it definitely shows when he's doing his science and stuff because he's a very smart guy, that's for sure. And he spent 9 years working for NASA, which is just absolutely incredible because, you know, working for NASA is no small thing, that's for sure. And he spent 7 of those years that he was working for NASA working on a rover to send to Mars. And that rover is currently still used today on Mars. So just imagine that, like he spent 7 years working on this project, and till this day, it's still being used on Mars. Like, that's absolutely incredible. Like, not many people can say that, that's for sure. So he left NASA in 2013 to pursue a company he called Digital Dudes. And that was a Halloween app-based company. It was a customization to your Halloween costume using apps or tablets to customize it. And it looked really cool, that's for sure. And he ended up selling that company to Morph Suits, which is a huge corporation. And after that, he was going to pursue YouTube. And now, as we know, he's huge on YouTube with a whopping 12.4 million subscribers at the time of this recording. So he's doing very well for himself. So let's jump into his YouTube career. So he started YouTube approximately 8 years ago, and he was doing a video for Digital Dudes at the time, and it was an iPad Halloween video. So it was an iPad that customized your Halloween costume and just made it look so much more realistic. So super cool video. And that one got 9 million views on his very first video. So that was a very good start for him. And then the video that I know him for, and the whole reason I discovered him in the first place, and one of his videos that was the most trending on the internet, and that is his glitter bomb package prank. And if you haven't seen that yet, definitely go check it out. He actually did 2 of those videos. And basically what it was, people were stealing packages from him. So he set up he made this device. And basically when the person stole his package, it would not only record them, but it would send glitter flying all over them. It was pumping out fart spray. Like, it was hilarious. Like, it was a really, really cool videos. And, you know, to see these villains get caught in the act was definitely pretty funny. But there was a little bit of controversy about those videos. They did bring in a whopping, between the two glitter bomb videos, they brought in 120 million views. But there was some controversy because I don't know how it all came to light, but people were saying it was fake and there was actors in it and so on and so forth. And basically what ended up happening, Mark came out with a statement saying he does apologize, and one of the people that was shown in the video, you know, not, I guess, kind of being pranked as the robber, was a paid actor that was one of his friends. So, you know, that brought up a little bit of uproar. People were a little pissed off. But at the end of the day, like, obviously we want it to be real for sure, but there is a lot of people on YouTube that are paying actors to be in their YouTube videos and to help make their content. Not everything we see on YouTube is real, unfortunately, but I do see where people are coming from. You know, he advertised it. Well, he didn't really advertise it, but it was promoted that the person that was stealing the package was a real thief. And when the fans found out that it wasn't a real thief and it was a paid actor, you know, it kind of pissed them off a little bit. But, you know, these things happen and he apologized for it. And I think he's probably learned from his mistake. And, you know, he probably tries to do better after that. So, but another one of his videos that he did that was absolutely real was he did carnival game science. So basically, he went to this carnival and he played all these different games and showed us, you know, what your odds are, like what you have to do to win. And he even showed us some that are just completely a scam where you can barely ever win anything. And what I thought was really cool about this experiment was not only did he show you how to win on some of them, but he also showed you the price of how much these carnies were actually paying for some of the products. And let me tell you, you're not really getting your money's worth when you spend $40 trying to throw a ball at some bowling pins and, you know, you spend $40 to get a stuffed animal that was maybe $4 from China or something, right? Just saying, like, you know, they probably got it shipped in really cheap and stuff. But anyways, really interesting video. That one had a whopping 55 million views. If you haven't seen that one and you're planning to go to the carnival and try to win a big stuffed animal or something, definitely go check it out. Might help you out a little bit. But as he said in his video, might be better just to go buy it because it's definitely cheaper. So, and another one of his videos that I really liked, I just watched it today actually, was he did an experiment where he was testing if sharks can smell a drop of blood in the water. And he did this in the Bahamas, like 20 miles offshore. So there was like he had support on a ship, but you know, if anything was to hit the fan, you know, it definitely wouldn't be good. That's for sure. But anyways, so really cool experiment. Definitely go check that one out if you haven't. And at one point, him and the guy he was filming with actually got into the water and they were swimming around with these sharks and they had some really cool footage. So if you haven't seen that, definitely go check it out. That one has 55 million views, as I said. So his videos are doing very well on the platform. So shout out to him for that. And that shark video was actually filmed for Shark Week. So I just thought I'd put that in there. Two other videos that I really liked that he did that weren't really experiments, but they were still super cool, was he did the world's largest Nerf gun. That one had 31 million views. So that was a really cool one. And he did the world's largest super soaker, which had 29 million views. And he did, so he does make it a little bit of an experiment because he would take a regular super soaker, let's say, and spray it at the bottle. And, you know, it would move a little bit. But then he would take this ginormous creation of his super soaker, and then it would just like completely blow the other one away. So I guess it was kind of an experiment. But those were really cool. These guns were huge, and I would love to get my hands on one and, you know, see what they have for power. So now let's jump into more of his personal life and, like, where he lives and what kind of home he's living in, that kind of stuff. So he lives in a home in Sunnyvale, California, like I said. We're not sure how nice the house is or how much he spent on it, but I do know the average price of a home in that area is $1.6 million, so definitely not cheap. And from a few of his Instagram photos and Facebook photos that I saw, his home does look like a pretty nice home, and you know he definitely can afford it with all the money he's making. So, and one thing that I think he spends a lot of his money on, like I'm not sure if he's into buying cars and all that kind of stuff, but I would imagine that he spends a lot of money on like things like tech, his experiments, and like all the science stuff he does. You know, that stuff's not cheap to do these kind of experiments, because like some of the technology that he has alone would be like a lot of money. So I think you definitely invest a lot of money on things to do these experiments and technology to make them happen. And so now let's look at how much he makes on YouTube. So he makes so it depends on the year because it can definitely range and as he grows and everything, but he ranges from 2.7 million to 9.5 million yearly on YouTube, which is pretty incredible. That's really good numbers for someone that's on there doing science experiments. Like his videos are definitely really cool, but he's making a good penny at it too. So that's awesome. Way to go. And one last interesting fact that I thought was super cool was he's in sixth place on all of YouTube for technology-based videos. So he's doing very well for himself, and he continues to grow. Like I said, he's on the road to 15 million, and I wouldn't be surprised if you see him make 20 million someday subscribers. So he's doing very well for himself. If you haven't, go check him out. His videos are really awesome. And thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this podcast. We appreciate your support. Go check us out on Instagram or Facebook at the WebFame Podcast. Have yourself a great day. And I'm Dean, and I'm out.